COVID-19 vaccination. A guide for parents of children aged 5 to 11. A leaflet from the NHS and UK Health Security Agency. The NHS is offering coronavirus, COVID-19, vaccines to children aged 5 to 11 years. Experts have advised that parents of all children aged 5 to 11 years should be offered the chance to have their child vaccinated. Vaccination is particularly important for children who have health conditions that put them at high risk from COVID-19, as the benefits are greater. What is COVID-19 or coronavirus? For most children, COVID-19 is a mild illness that may require a few days off school but rarely leads to complications. For a very few children, the symptoms may be more serious or last longer. The current Omicron variant appears to be particularly mild in children. It is not known if future variants will be as mild. Which children are at high risk from coronavirus, COVID-19, infection? Children with certain health conditions, or those with a weakened immune system, are at higher risk of serious COVID-19 disease. These children, and those who live with someone who has a weakened immune system, should already have been invited for vaccination. For more information on the health conditions, you can read the leaflet here or talk to your specialist or GP at bit.ly/COV-19-child-5TO11. Will the vaccine protect my child? The COVID-19 vaccination will reduce the chance of your child suffering from COVID-19 disease. It may take a few weeks for their body to build up some protection from the vaccine. Two doses of the vaccine should give your child long-lasting protection against serious complications of infection, including any future waves due to new variants. Your child should also have some protection from the mild symptoms. The protection against mild Omicron infection should last for several weeks. Like all medicines, no vaccine is completely effective. Some children may still get COVID-19 despite having a vaccination, but this should be less severe. Further information is available on symptoms at nhs.uk. About the vaccine. Children will be offered the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Each vaccine is a third of the dose of vaccine that is given to older children and adults. Children at greater risk of serious illness if they catch COVID-19 will need two doses of vaccine 8 weeks apart. All other children will be offered two doses of vaccine 12 weeks apart. The vaccine has been tested to make sure it is as safe as possible. You can read the Pfizer leaflet at www.medicines.org.uk/EMC/product/13134/PIL. Common side effects. Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. The very common side effects should only last a day or two. The Pfizer vaccine tends to cause more side effects after the second dose than the first dose. Very common side effects include having a painful, heavy feeling and tenderness in the arm where you had your injection. This tends to be worst around 1 to 2 days after the vaccination. Feeling tired, headache, general aches or mild flu-like symptoms. Your child should rest, and if they are at school, they may need to take a day or two off. You can give them paracetamol, follow the children's dose advice in the packaging, to help make them feel better. You can find more information on paracetamol for children at www.nhs.uk/medicines/paracetamol-4-children. Although feeling feverish is not uncommon for 2 to 3 days, a high temperature is unusual and may indicate that your child has COVID-19 or another infection. Symptoms following vaccination normally last less than a week. If your child's symptoms seem to get worse, or if you are concerned, you can contact NHS 111 by phone, online at 111.nhs.uk, by NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111, or by text phone on 1-800-1-111. Less common side effects. Cases of inflammation of the heart, called myocarditis or pericarditis, have been reported very rarely after COVID-19 vaccines. Most cases recovered and felt better following rest and simple treatments. In the US, all side effects have been reported much less commonly after the children's dose of vaccine. So far, only 1 to 2 cases of myocarditis have been reported for every million doses of vaccine given. You should seek medical advice urgently if your child experiences chest pain, shortness of breath, feelings of having a fast-beating, fluttering, or pounding heart. If you are worried about your child, call NHS 111 or call 1-800-1-111 on a text phone or go to the NHS 111 website. Make sure you tell them about the vaccination your child has received or show them your child's record card. If you think they have had a serious side effect from the vaccine, you can report it using the Coronavirus Yellow Card Scheme. We tell you how to do this in the further information section at the end of this leaflet. When can I take my child to be vaccinated? Parents will receive information offering them the chance to make an appointment for their child to be vaccinated. These appointments will be available from April over the Easter holidays, and further slots will become available later. How to book your appointment? The information you receive will explain how to make the appointment for your child. You can contact the 119 National Booking Service to make an appointment. You will need to take your child to a local pharmacy or vaccination centre. You can book an appointment online at nhs.uk/COVID-booster or by calling 119. You can also book by NHS 119 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service at www.signvideo.co.uk/NHS119 or by text phone on 1-800-1-119. What to do next? When your child has had their first injection, you should get a record card. You should keep this card and bring it with you when taking your child for their next appointment. This will be in 8 to 12 weeks' time. Although the first dose will give your child good protection, they will need the second dose to get longer-lasting protection. Keep their card safe and make sure you take your child to get their second injection. What to do if your child is not well when their appointment is due? You should not attend a vaccine appointment if you or your child are self-isolating or waiting for a COVID-19 test. If your child has tested positive for COVID-19, you should normally wait 12 weeks from the test before having the vaccine. If your child had a similar illness but was not tested for COVID-19, there is no need to wait once your child is better. After the vaccine. You and your child should still try to avoid catching COVID-19 infections by following the current guidance. Further information. The Yellow Card Scheme is a website where you can report any side effects from the vaccine. You can report suspected side effects on the website at coronavirus-yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk, by downloading the Yellow Card app or by phoning 0800 731 6789. You can read the product information leaflet for more details on your vaccine. See the earlier About the Vaccine section, including possible side effects, as well as on the Coronavirus Yellow Card website. Further information on coronavirus symptoms is available on nhs.uk or by contacting NHS 111 by phone, online at 111.nhs.uk, by NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111 or by text phone on 1800 1111. This audio leaflet and a standard version is also available in easy read, large print, BSL, Braille, audio, and translated into 29 languages. It can be ordered or downloaded from www.healthpublications.gov.uk by calling 0300 123 1002 or by text phone on 0300 123 1003. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Crown Copyright 2022. UK Health Security Agency Gateway Number 2021264. Product code C2251ENAU version 1 March 2022. APS.